From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. The tension between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continues today. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is now warning Moscow not to play with fire by attacking groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad under the pretext of fighting ISIS, and by irresponsibly targeting trucks operating inside Syria for commercial or humanitarian activities. Turkey's state-run news agency and a Turkish relief group reported Wednesday that a Russian aircraft attacked a Turkish aid convoy inside Syria near the Turkish border, killing 7 people and wounding 10. Russia reacting angrily after Turkish fighter jets shot down its warplane on Tuesday, threatening ties between the two countries on opposite sides in the Syrian war and fearing raising fears of a larger international conflict. The detention of 2 prominent journalists in Turkey is provoking national and international criticism, as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Condemnation is growing over the jailing of 2 leading Turkish journalists. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, described the arrest as a black day for democracy and freedom of press. The US Embassy, in a tweet, expressed great concern about what it said appears to be another media outlet under pressure. The editor of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper, Can Dündar, and his Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, are facing more than 20 years in jail on spying charges. Dündar, speaking before his trial on Thursday, expressed defiance. He said he and Gül are journalists, not traitors or spies. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Also today, Russia announcing it will suspend visa-free travel with Turkey amid the escalating spat. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande, presiding over today's National Memorial Service for Victims, promised to crush the army of fanatics who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris. The event was held at the Paris Invalides National Monument and began with a somber event, reading the names and ages of the 130 people who died in the attacks claimed by the Islamic State group.
Stéphane Alexandre, 39 ans.
Nick Alexander, 35 ans.
It has been 2 weeks since Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off suicide vests and opening fire on people in various locations, including a crowded concert hall. The ceremony was also attended by other top French leaders and victims' families, as well as some of the hundreds injured in this, the worst-ever terrorist attack on French soil. Authorities in Mali have arrested 2 men in connection with a terrorist attack there that killed 22 people at an upscale Bamako hotel. Catherine Ho has the latest for VOA from Bamako.
Amadou Sango of the Ministry for Security and Civil Protection says a cell phone found Thursday at a hotel led to arrest of 2 Malian men. He says this new piece of evidence, this item, we hope it will bring the investigation forward. He said the 2 suspects were picked up by Malian special forces in Bamako. Gunmen entered the Radisson Blue Hotel the morning of November 20, firing indiscriminately at guests and staff. Survivors says they then headed for the 2 uppermost floors, specifically looking for foreigners. Authorities still have not identified the bodies of the 2 gunmen killed during the siege. Katrina Haye for VOA News, Bamako.
Police in Colorado Springs, Colorado, say they have a gunman in custody after a 5-hour standoff at a Planned Parenthood office which injured 11 people, including 5 police officers. There was lots of shouting but no verbal communication until officers were able to suddenly shout at the individual and get him to surrender, according to police spokeswoman Lieutenant Catherine Buckley. Police are still trying to ascertain whether anyone is inside the Planned Parenthood offices or needs additional medical attention. Buckley says the shooter was armed with some kind of long weapon. Colorado Springs Mayor John Souther said the police showed untold valor. Chicago police have made an arrest in the shooting death of a 9-year-old boy, which his death sparked outrage in the city. In a press conference Friday, Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy announced the arrest of 27-year-old Corey Mulligan, charged with first-degree murder in the targeted execution of Tyshawn Lee. Chicago police say the boy was lured into an alley and killed because of his family's gang involvement. Police say another person is believed involved in the case in custody and another is being sought. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.